KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have dense fog and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies with areas of dense fog this morning. Some scattered light rain or drizzle, a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Four areas of dense fog and drizzle that have been moving into southern Iowa this morning. Low clouds are slowly spreading northward. In addition to the low clouds, widespread fog has developed. Most locations have visibilities between 2 and 5 miles, but there are areas near the Missouri border that are reporting visibilities of 1/4 mile or less in dense fog. And those low visibilities will be possible through mid to late morning before conditions begin to improve. There also may be some patchy drizzle across southern and central Iowa, which we are experiencing outside of our studios this morning. In the news, it's official. Atlantic Athletic Director and Assistant High School Principal Matt Alexander will become the new superintendent of the Otebolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove School District effective July the 1st. The OABCIG School Board offered him the job last Saturday with a verbal commitment, pending their meeting on yesterday, during which the offer was affirmed. Alexander sat down with the media Tuesday afternoon to discuss the offer, which he said he was pleased to receive.
It's a good opportunity for me to advance my career. Something I've studied for and hoped for a while. You know, it always comes with mixed emotions, you know, leaving somewhere where I've been for a very long time. I've been in town for 23 years and in the school district for 17, and met a lot of great people, worked with a lot of great people, and had some wonderful opportunities. So there's some mixed emotions there, but I think it's a great professional move, and it's the right time for my family to make that move.
He said as for his replacement and where Atlantic Athletics go from this point forward, that'll be up to the administrative team, who will work with the school board to determine how they will fill the position.
If it's the same configuration as it is now, or possibly look at other options. So they'll be discussing that here in the next few weeks, I imagine.
He said the opportunities to serve in a variety of roles in the Atlantic School District has prepared him for the leap to superintendent.
Being here in the district as an elementary principal, a middle school teacher, a high school administrator, dealt on the athletic side. With previous administration, I was brought in a lot and kept close with the financial aspects of things. And through that and my training in the program, learning about, you know, Iowa school finance and those things, that's really helped prepare me for the next step.
He said also he's looking forward to the challenge. As for what he leaves behind, Alexander said the district's athletic facilities and school security need to be priorities, especially in light of the recent shootings in Florida and other threats around the Midwest that have people on edge. Otebolt Arthur BCIG, he says, are also working to improve their athletic facilities. Alexander is originally from Ida Grove. He's a 1991 graduate of the former Ida Grove High School.
It was a little bit odd walking back into the building that I'd attended as a student, but you know, a lot of things were the same, but there were also a lot of things that were different that had changed, and I could tell that the district over the years has been very proud of their facilities and really want to keep moving that forward.
He said when he began the search for a superintendent's position, his goal was to look in Northwest Iowa, to be closer to his family. The Atlantic School Board is expected to act on approving Alexander's resignation during their meeting later this afternoon. Well, a man from Council Bluffs who was reported missing Monday afternoon was found safe last night by a Woodbury County Sheriff's deputy in Holstein, which is east of Sioux City. Authorities had issued a press release Tuesday night asking for the public's help in finding Robert Nielsen, who suffers from Alzheimer's. He was previously last seen at the Casey's gas station in Blair, Nebraska between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Tuesday. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department said Tuesday afternoon that the student accused of making threatening comments directed at the Lewis Central High School on Monday has been identified as 16-year-old Giovanni Raimondo of Council Bluffs. His current location is unknown, and he's been reported as a missing person by his family. Raimondo left school property yesterday against the wishes of Lewis Central staff after making the threats, but prior to the arrival of police personnel or family members. Police officers were at Raimondo's home last night. Detectives did not locate any evidence that would lead them to believe that he had any means to carry out his threats, but the case remains under investigation. Raimondo's family has been notified that he is being charged with threats of terrorism, a Class D felony. Juvenile Court Services will set a date for his initial hearing. If he's not located by that date and fails to appear, a juvenile pickup order may be issued, which is similar to an arrest warrant that's issued for an adult. The Council Bluffs Police Department normally does not release the names of juvenile offenders, but the safety exception of Iowa Code 915.25, subsection 2, allows for this information to be provided when the whereabouts of the juvenile are unknown, and if doing so will protect the public in general. If Giovanni Raimondo is seen or if anyone knows of his last location, you're asked to contact 911. He's a white male, 5 feet 6 inches tall, 206 pounds, brown hair with brown eyes. You can see a picture of him on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Ken Knutson, age 97, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ken Knutson will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Cynthia Pedersen, age 68, of Des Moines, died February 22nd. Memorial services for Cynthia Pedersen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Nancy Brahman, age 77, of Omaha, died Sunday. Funeral services for Nancy Brahman will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jeanette Clayton, age 81, of Walnut, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jeanette Clayton will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. D. Robert Kruger, age 97, of Panora, died Saturday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for D. Robert Kruger will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Panora Church of the Brethren. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Brett Black, age 60, of Fremont, Nebraska, and formerly of Exira, died February 22nd. Cremation has taken place, and the Celebration of Life graveside service for Brett Black will be held at a later date. The Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of arrangements. News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.